Iran begins 10 days of celebrations commemorating the 36th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution that ended monarchy in the country. Today marks the return of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Republic, to the country after living in exile for 14 years. On this day, Ayatollah Khomeini was welcomed by millions of people who had converged on the capital, Tehran, from across the country. His arrival intensified popular protests against the U.S.-backed Pahlavi regime, leading to his downfall 10 days later. Special nationwide ceremonies are held each year to celebrate the historic events. Well, as we just mentioned, this has begun in terms of marking the 10 days, and Gisumisha Ahmadi has been very busy with following the events, and she joins us on the phone right now to fill us in. Well, Gisu, tell us more about what is going to be going on in the next 10 days.
Well, basically, Kaveh, as you know, this is like a national celebration. So for the next 10 days, every single organization, every single Parsi, every single government organization will be having special ceremonies held. The most important thing, and probably the most interesting, would be a Fajr trio of events, which includes the Fajr Film Festival, a Fajr Music Festival, and a Fajr Theater Festival, which are even called Fajr after these 10 days to mark the celebrations of the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. So basically, Kaveh, it's going to be 10 days of celebration in the whole country.
And in these 10 days, is there a particular day that we're going to see a culmination of this whole thing, or each day has its own special significance leading up?
Well, basically, the first day when Imam Khomeini arrived in Iran is the day that the celebrations begin, and it's the day that many of the government organizations mark it, and they have special ceremonies for that. And the schools, the kids will be celebrating the beginning of the 10-day dawn, or the Dahiya Fajr, as it is called in Persian. But basically what will happen is, and the most important celebrations are on the 22nd of Bahman, 10 days from now, when people will be gathering, marching in the streets, and actually celebrating the day in the streets.
Thank you very much for that. Gisumisha Ahmadi there, talking to us on the phone, a correspondent working in the capital, Tehran.